faceted insect eyes, which constantly caught and refracted the light of the suspended canopy. I waited until they were 20 meters from my place of hiding, then made my move, sprinting across their path in a low, crab-like crouch, convinced that none of them would get their weapons onto me in time. I was right, although they were better than I had thought they would be, scything the water behind my heels, but not quite reaching me until I had found shelter on the other side of the street. "It's not him," I heard one of them say, probably one of the women. "He's not meant to be here." "Whoever it was needs a good shooting, that's all I know. Fan out. We'll get the little shit." "I'm telling you, it isn't him. He should be 3 blocks south, and even if it was him, why should he leave shelter?" "We were about to find him, that's why." "He was too fast. Mulch aren't usually so fast." "So you've got a challenge. You complaining?" I risked a view around the edge of my protective niche. A bolt of lightning had chosen that moment to strike. They were framed for me in complete clarity. "I just saw him!" I heard the other woman shout, and now I heard the whine of an energy discharge, followed by a burst of projectile weapons fire farting across the night. "There's something funny with his eyes," the first woman said. "They were glowing in his face." "Now you're getting spooked, Chantrell." It was the voice of one of the men, maybe the Ursine one, very close now. I still held the mental image of them in my mind, burned into my memory, but I ran the image forward in my head, allowing them to walk to where I now knew they would be, like actors following stage instructions. Then I moved from my cover, squeezing off 3 shots, 3 precise squeaks from the gun, barely having to re-aim, since the view I saw agreed so well with the image in my head. I shot low, dropping 3 of the 4 with shots to the thigh, deliberately aiming wide with the last one, and then swung myself back behind the wall. You don't take a thigh shot and keep standing. Maybe it was my imagination, but I think I heard 3 separate splashes as they impacted with the water. It was rather hard to tell, since the other thing you seldom do after you've taken a thigh shot is remain silent. The wound I had taken the night before had been reasonably painless by comparison, executed with precision by a dueling beam weapon with a very narrow spread. Even so, I hadn't exactly enjoyed the experience. My gamble was that the 3 on the ground were essentially out of play, unable to aim their weapons even if they hadn't dropped them out of reach. They might try to fire a few pot shots in my general direction, but, like the woman who had shot me in the leg, they were not using the kinds of weapon which forgave inaccuracy. As for the 4th, she figured in my plans, which was why she wasn't currently emptying her soul into a puddle of warm rain. I stepped out of cover, making sure my gun was conspicuous, no mean feat given its size, and I began to wish I also had Zebra's huge club of a rifle for moral support.
Stop,
the woman who was standing said. Stop or I'll drop you. She was 12 to 15 meters from me, her weapon still trained in roughly my direction. Miss Leopard Skin with the spotted cat's eye mask, only now her saunter had lost most of its cattiness. Put down the toy, I said, or I put it down for you. If she'd stopped to contemplate the wounds I'd inflicted on her whimpering friends, it might have occurred to her that I was a more than averagely good shot, and therefore capable of doing exactly what I said. But evidently she wasn't the contemplative type, because what she did was to minutely raise the angle of her gun, and I watched her, supporting forearm, tense, as if in anticipation of the recoil from the shot. So I fired first, and her gun went spinning out of her hand with a chime of ricocheting ice slugs. She made a little